I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Diet and nutrition are important parts of a treatment plan for people living with chronic kidney disease. To talk about specific nutritional choices designed to help patients with kidney disease is Dr. Ruth Campbell. She's a professor of internal medicine and nephrology at MUSC. Dr. Campbell, what exactly is chronic kidney disease?
Well, when we talk about kidney disease, we're referring to the fact that the kidney is unable to perform its functions, such as cleaning the blood and managing electrolytes. And so when we say chronic kidney disease, we really mean something that's been an ongoing process for more than 3 months.
What sort of special nutrition or diet is most helpful for people who do have chronic kidney disease?
So when we talk about diet and chronic kidney disease, it's important to remember two things. One is that the majority of people in the United States who will develop chronic kidney disease will have diabetes or high blood pressure. And then the other thing to remember is just that the kidneys are basically big filters, and they help to purify the blood and balance the electrolytes. And so we need to be careful that we take a diet that's healthy for someone with diabetes or high blood pressure, if someone has that, and also to minimize the stress on the kidneys and not give them too many electrolytes that they need to manage.
And what sorts of foods are typically included on this special diet?
So it can be very patient-specific, and so any patient who had chronic kidney disease, of course, would need to talk to their doctor about what their labs are showing for a specific diet. But in general, a heart-healthy diet, such as the DASH diet, which is high in fruits and vegetables and legumes, low-fat dairy, and lower in meat and other animal products, is a good start. Some people with advanced kidney disease may need to limit other electrolytes, such as potassium and phosphorus. And actually, most people with chronic kidney disease will also need to limit sodium in their diet, because sodium plays an important part for controlling blood pressure and fluid accumulation.
And you mentioned kidney dialysis. Are kidney dialysis patients on an even different diet than what you've explained so far?
Some of them, yes. And then it gets to be really complex. And usually by the time someone's on dialysis, they are working one-on-one with a dietitian to help craft the best diet for them. But in general, people who do in-center hemodialysis, which is where you go to a clinic to have your blood run through a machine 3 times a week, are on the strictest diet. So they need to watch their sodium, their fluid, their potassium, and their phosphorus intake. Because of those dietary restrictions, it's actually something really important to think about when someone needs to choose a dialysis modality. I personally like to eat, and so I would choose a home therapy that would let me have a wider variety of foods.
For people who have chronic kidney disease but they're not on dialysis, are they on their own as far as keeping up with this diet? Is there screening to see how the diet is impacting their health?
That's actually a really good question, and it's very important that someone who has chronic kidney disease not make a change to their diet without actually talking to their doctors. Every patient with chronic kidney disease is an individual, and it really comes down to each individual's lab numbers and their clinical status, how they're doing. Usually the patient is working, or the person with chronic kidney disease is working closely with their nephrologist and maybe even a dietitian to really identify the areas that they need to work on, and then to come up with a palatable approach to implementing those changes. And they have regular lab follow-up. Many medications also interact with the electrolytes, and so that's something that needs to be monitored.
Dr. Campbell, thank you for providing this information about nutrition and kidney disease.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.